The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Dor Dafei. We discussed in the previous year in our discussion of Bal Ta'acher of Kobonis, Bal Ta'acher of Matnas Anim, of Tzloka. I want to take this further to discuss in an objective way what the parameters of Hilchus Nedorim al Gabi Tzloka. It comes up over and over again through the Masech. It's also in the Gea, in other places, in Shas and Erechin, in Bavakamad Aflam and Vov. That's really where the Rishonim are. And this is a Choshem Nekuda in defining. Like we said, if a neder is an iser that's chal in a chayfet, what exactly are the parameters of nidrei tzedakah? We call it nidrei tzedakah. We discussed in a previous year whether it's the same din, whether it's a different din. We said if the essence of nidrei hegdish is the being mekabel on oneself, not so much making a chalos in a chayfet, then nidrei tzedakah goes under the same category. If we understand that the only real nedarim are nedarim that are chal in the chayfetz, even nidrei hegdish of arei olai are thereafter chal in the chayfetz, which one is magdish, the halacha will be that the harei zul tzedakah, which doesn't create any yisach heftza, obviously is a different halacha. The Rishonim will learn that out. The Ran will learn that out from b'fichas tzedakah. It's taka inu din. Now, this idea of taking the diburim of a neder and creating in the chayfet something that's aser, I want to give an interesting twist on that, because we discussed the concept of hatvasa. Hatvasa means that one could take the koyach of kedusha that's inherent in a korban, in Beis HaMikdash, in Nichsei HaEgdish, and one could extend that, one could be matfis that onto a chayfet. One could take a regular chair in one's dining room and be matfis onto that chair the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, the kedusha of Bedek HaBayis. That's hatvasa. Whereas a regular losh neder is one expresses the idea on the chair that one wants the chair to be also manor. The dinim are the same. The manner of expression is different. We explained that it's machlokes, whether it's two types of nedarim, or one is the ikur neder, one is a tofel to neder. That's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Ram, which we explained l'shita sein. The Rambam in Hilchis Nedarim, Perikim Haloche He, brings a Gemara, it's a Gemara by us in the first perik. Harei Shemes Rabbi Boy Bayoim, V'nodar. Person had the yortzeit of his Rebbe, yortzeit of his father, and he was nodah sheyotzum, he was nodah that he's going to fast on that day. Vitzom, he actually fasted on that day. Vihitvis, but he takes another day. Person wants to be mekabel on himself, nidre tainis, and he's mekabel on himself to fast on that day for him should be like the day that he was nodah. We'll discuss it later on. Kiem Shemes Gedalia ben Achikom, which is a Chazal mandated tainis, Divrei Kabbalah. But one has a neder, which he created a yom tainis. He's matfis that day to the day that he created. The Rambam, interestingly enough, says that the neder is chal. The Rambam says because he was mekabel on that day is a dover anod of him vitzom. We don't find the Rambam and other nedarim. Rabbi Atfosa says that if I say that the chair, this chair should be like that behemoth, and that behemoth is hegdish, where it's matfis and neder, it's chal. The Rambam doesn't say if you happen to have treated that sheep with the proper respect due to a dvarim shel kedusha. Does it make a difference? The person did treat it with respect. The person didn't treat it. He did use it. He didn't use it. What's the difference? Either way, it has kedusha. You're matfis in the kedusha. So here we have to add a knage that the status of that day being a dover hanodor, having inherent a kedusha, because once mekabel to fast, that v'chor is a chiyuv, a chiyuv as gavra. I'm asking myself the same way in Yom Kippur I'm not allowed to eat. I'm asking myself b'choyv es gavra. I'm not creating a cheftza di isura. What's the cheftza di isura of the neder by which one would then be thereafter be able to be matvis item B and item A? When I actually carried out my neder and I fasted on that day, for me that day turned into a dover hanodor. If I don't fast, I had an obligation to fast on that day, but I did. If I did fast, for me, that day has been transformed into a yoim of Dover Anodur. I could be matvis item B in item A. I want to use this as a hakdama to discuss, like we said, inyone tzedakah. If one is nodal litzdaka, does one actually do something to the money in question when he's noided litzdaka? Like we're saying, the concept of hatfasa says that when something has a status which is different than the regular davish b'chol, it's a davar kodesh. Then one could be matvis something else. If the day became a day of tzayim, not just that I have an obligation to not eat on that day, I have an issur to eat on that day, but that day for me is defined, it's a different type of day, it's a yoyim tainis. For me it's a yoyim tzayim, I could be matvis the second day and that first day. Hefker, of suvis later on, hefker is also a chalois on a chefetz. When it's chal and a chefetz is toyar, when it's chal and a din of hefker, then anybody else could pick it up. I could be matvis a second item onto the item which is hefker. I can say that chair should be like that chair which is hefker already. Hegdish, when we talk about what's chal in the chefetz, when I make a neder in the hegdish, besides for being a status of iser, primarily it's a status of being mom and hegdish. When I'm magdish and behema, not only is there an iser, that iser stems primarily from the fact that now this behema, or anything that I give to the base of Mingdosh, is now the momoin of Hegdish. The question is by tzedakah. If I'm a kabbal on myself to give tzedakah, but clearly I didn't designate any money, it's a personal obligation, hare olai. Nothing was chal in a chetit. What about if I say selazul l'tzedakah? I'm a yachid. No, it's not chal any kedusha on it. The money is not kodesh, it's a regular $5 bill. When the gizbar of the tzedakah gets it, when the office gets it, and they send me a receipt, they can use it for whatever they want. They can use it to buy bubble gum for the poor children that don't have anything, don't have any snacks. There's nothing kedushadik. There's nothing inherently kodesh about the money. There's no other rishus called rishus tzedakah. So the Balamor says in Bava Kamen Daf Lamed Vov that tzedakah there's no shibud mom. They say selazul tzedakah until it reaches the yad hagizbar. And the Yad HaGizbar is Zoyche on behalf of Anim, becomes Momen Anim. There's no inherent difference in the Selah. I'm Meshabed myself, this Selah. There's nothing different about the Selah, the fact that I was Miyachid, this Selah of Tzedakah. Nidre Tzedakah cannot create anything in the Chefetz. So, Lamashal, one would be Matvis on a $10 bill, that this $10 bill should be like that $10 bill. And that $10 bill was a $10 bill they say is given to Tzedakah, it would not be Atvasa, because there is no elevated or different status on the first $10 bill. I want the second $1 bill to be designated for Tzedakah. I'll have to say, this $10 bill is designated for Tzedakah. There's nothing different about the first one. It doesn't belong to Tzedakah. It's not Momen Tzedakah. It doesn't have any elevated status. Ad kan divri habalamor above kamadaf lam involved. This is not so clear. The Rif and the Rambam seem to argue. They understand that when a person says selazul tzedakah, what's chal in the money is chal or rishus tzedakah. The nafkamina is vast. The nafkamina is that according to the Balamor, if a person was miyachid, a person has $100,000 in his bank account, is miyachid that money to go to a certain tzedakah. Lo hispik litain, and the person passed away, unfortunately. The halacha would be that since the neder is only, the neder to give to the tzedakah is only a personal obligation is only incumbent on him, not on his yorshim. Let's say his sons don't want to honor his pledge, it might be Mrs. Kibirav to honor the pledge, but let's say they don't. Let's say they idealistically opposed to giving money to that place. Father wanted to give to one place, the sons have a different hashkofa, they don't want to give money to that place, they're not mukhuyiv. As they stated, Ktsois in three different places. Now, when one said when one had a pledge to tzedakah, the sons are not mechuyev to honor that. But the Rambam and the Rif hold that if a person says selazul tzedakah, the money has in it a hatfosas shem tzedakah money. That money belongs. It has a din moment that it belongs. It's meshubit to the tzedakah, to the organization. One was miyakin the money. The yoshim would have to hand it over. There's a shibud moment. That money belongs to the organization. You'd be mechuyev to hand it over. At the very least, it could very well be that they'd be allowed to be meshanim tzedakah if it wasn't owned yet by that specific tzedakah. That's a question which we're not going to address right now. If one says selazul tzedakah ploini, whether the money is nitvas as mamon tzedakah bechlal, or the money is nitvas as mamon of tzedakah organization X specifically. That's a machloikis between the ktsois and the nesiris. The ktsois is even if one designated money to that tzedakah, it's chal l'shem tzedakah. It's chal l'shem tzedakah. It doesn't have to go to that specific organization. The nesiris argues. Really, machloikis rishonim, tesis and erichin davol. Goyis hashri over there. The ktsois brings down a few places. What is a machloikis between the Rambam and the Rif is, let's say, a person wants to give money that he doesn't as of yet have. So Dovish Lebalai, the money that he will earn. The person says that my earnings for the next year are designated for tzedakah ploini. The Rambam says it's mechuyev to give it. The Rambam brings the Yeshayimim, which is the Rif holds that. Why? The Rif holds that when a person is being miyachid money l'tzedakah, what's the actual mechayev? The mechayev is like akno. The akno is bedibur. Could one be makna Dovish Lebalai? No. So one can't be makne bedibur either, davish le baloyim. The Rambam holds that the mechayev starts the other way. The mechayev doesn't start from the fact that the money belongs to tzedakah. The mechayev starts in the personal obligation that he's saying when he says this money for tzedakah, he's mechayev himself to tzedakah. So even if it's not chal befoil in that money, because it's money to be named later, money that's to be earned later, but he was mechayev himself, his personal obligation will veer after memela, be mechayev the money, that money that comes into his possession, to go over to tzedakah. That's a machlokes to the Rambam. The Rift's explained very well in Reb Chaim, Chidusha Reb Chaim, in the Rambam, in Hilchas Mechir, Perkachov Beis. Another machlokes that comes up is the, what does it mean that we said that the money belongs to tzedakah? Is that mamash a kinyan that tzedakah owns that money? Maybe. That's by when a person is miyachid money to tzedakah. What happens when a person has an obligation to give money to tzedakah? The dayanim in town, the rabbanim in town designate that everybody is mukhuif to give tzedakah. Is that a chi of nechosim? Does that mean that every single person was chal on every single person a chi to give tzedakah? Is that a chi of like any choyves moment? Would Bezdin be yoyed l'nechosov? So it's discussed this by Richus and Simarech Tzadik. Would Bezdin be yoyed l'nechosov, as is explained in the Gemara above the Basid Avches, midin, like a regular balchoyv? He owes the money. The Jeshibit Nechosov, he owes the money to tzedakah. Over here, the Rabbanim imposed tzedakah, for this cause, on him, he owes the money. Or do we say that the only reason why Bezin is Yerid L'Nechosov is Bezin doesn't owe money? It's not a Choshe Mishpat Dikalocha. What's going on over here, and there's really a machlokes between the Bach and the Shach in Yerideya, in Reish Mem Ches, is that there's a din like any other mitzvah. Bezin has a right to enforce any yid, to keep Shabbos, to carry only in the Eruv, to take a lulav, to sit in the sukkah, to put on tefillin every day, and so on. One of the mitzvahs that he is mechuyev to do is when it's decided that this is a cause that he has to donate to, he's mechuyev to give tzedakah. In that sense, we understand the Bezin Yerid L'Nechosov. What's the difference? So it's explained that kviya b'mitzvahs is only Bezin l'fono. There's no din Bezin to take his money. That's not the point. The point is that Bezin can force him to be mechayev mitzvah. One of the ways to force somebody to be mechayev is tzedakah. You could beat the living daylights out of him. That would be one way. And that's the Gemara says, "Machin oisei at shetetz enafshe beni mitzaseh." Over here, there's a much more effective and less violent way. You force him by taking the thing, but it's only if he's there. Because really, what you're doing is you're not taking his item, you're not taking his nechosim. You're forcing him to give money. So you go into his bank account when he's there, when he's befonov. Let's say he's traveled to Medina Seyom. They're not. He's not here. You're not forcing him into any kiyum mitzvah by taking his money. If you say that the money is owed, what's the difference if he's here or not? So the Tzoy says that that's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Agoyis Maimonides. Whether the tzedakah that one owes when it's imposed from the outside, not that he said selazul tzedakah, but that Bezdin of the town was mechayev him a certain amount for tzedakah, is that midin shibud, or is that only kfir b'mitzvahs, and then it would only be b'fonam? So this is something in Yonim. Again, as far as Hilchos Nedarim is concerned, what's the koyach of a loshon of harei light stock, harei zulat stock, to asur the chayfet, to create an isa chayfet, an isur in the chayfet? Is it only a din moment that he creates in the chayfet? Is there some type of kedusha, mila that he creates in the money? Seemingly not. So either we could say that Nidre Tzlach is a different type of nether, or we could say that the essential din of a nether is the commitment, the Kabbalah, which case this is included in the Dharm. It's a different type of nether. It's a nether with no Issach Hefta as Kal. But still Parashah as Parashah Zav. As we said, that's Machloikis, the Rosh and the Ran. That's really Lishitasem and how we understand all of Hilchos Nedarim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.